CBS's Charlie Daggett is in Erbil, Iraq.
Mama!
The ceasefire came too late for these Kurdish children, victims of an alleged chemical weapons attack. A chemical weapons expert we spoke to said the horrific burns suggest the use of white phosphorus, which is banned by the international community when used against civilians.
And in Chile, a state of emergency in the capital of Santiago. Students continued their protests over a proposed subway fare increase. The protests shut down subway service yesterday. Hundreds of thousands of commuters were stranded amidst fires, violence, and scenes of destruction. This is CBS News.
The biggest names in politics face the questions you want answered.
As Commander-in-Chief, what do you think America's role in the world should be?
Face the Nation, Sundays on CBS.
Brought to you by Attorney Tax.
If you're in trouble with the IRS and owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, listen to this important public announcement. The IRS is now offering a special program called the Fresh Start Initiative, which can offer significantly reduced settlements that can reduce your liability by thousands of dollars. If you're approved and qualified, the IRS will stop the collections against you. Get the help you need by calling the Consumer Hotline, 800-333-9896, 800-333-9896.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need cash but have bad credit or maxed out cards? Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000, whatever your credit, with no paperwork. 27cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks. If you have a checking account and a regular income source, you can get cash in your account as soon as tomorrow. Type this into your smartphone or computer address bar. www.27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
From News Talk K1AM 1400 and 93.3 FM, news and weather together.
Good morning and a welcome. And this is a look at our news this morning. District 10 Representative Judd Strom said busy in the community since the conclusion of the last spring's legislative session. He said he'd like to start the project of getting a fire service training facility underway at Tri-County Tech. He said the East Side substation was installed for the Bartlesville Police Department. That needed to take place first at the facility. That was implemented in the beginning of September. As for the pending fire services training facility at Tri-County, Representative Strom says they're still waiting on a few pieces to fall into place. Meanwhile, District 11 Representative Daryl Fincher recently attended the National Conference of State Legislators to help support post-secondary students become successful citizens. As the vice chair of the Higher Education and Career Tech Board, Representative Fincher said he's getting up to speed in this area and says he's even learned a thing or two about cobots. Cobots, of course, are robots that work in synchronicity and in consort with human beings. Representative Fincher says cobots cost about $30,000 to $70,000 because, well, they don't stop working and they don't get tired. And they end up replacing low-cost things that created low-paying jobs. Now, companies that implement these cobots don't necessarily lay off people, though. According to Fincher, they use their employees that once worked the low-paying jobs that have been eliminated after the cobots are installed to actually run the bots. And Rajazan is a woman who attended a Catholic school in Afghanistan before the Taliban came to power. And then everything changed. We'll tell you more about that in just a moment after this word from our sponsor, which is Chenoweth with Cohen Realtors with Tom Blaine and Max Lutke.
You deserve the best. Hi, Tom Blaine here. Whether it's a small retail space for lease, a 58,000 square foot industrial building for sale, or development land from a quarter acre to 150 acres, we have it for you. If we don't have what you're needing, we'll go find it. If you value hard work, honesty, and experience, you've come to the right place.
If you are in the market to buy, sell, or lease commercial real estate of any kind, contact Max Lutke or Tom Blaine with Chenoweth & Cohen Realtors in Bartlesville at 918-333-2222. Again, that's Max or Tom, 918-333-2222.
Rajazan is a woman who attended a Catholic school in Afghanistan before the Taliban came to power and closed the schools to girls. Now, Raja has been working tirelessly for more than a decade once the schools reopened to make sure that girls get diplomas in their home country and not dowries. And you can meet Raja in person at a special casino night coming up here in the Bartlesville area. It's called Afghanistan We Can, East Meets West, sponsored by Daylight Rotary. And Keith Branham explains about the event coming up to Timber Oaks on the 25th.
East Meets West, East
East me being, the Afghan culture, mm-hmm. and then West, with the casino. And it is going to be sort of a Western theme. Cowboy casual dress is encouraged.
Mm-hmm.
The hors d'oeuvres were going to be both Eastern and Western in nature to try to have a little bit of a blend. So,
it
should be a lot of fun. It is a fundraiser for the Afghan school, girls' school. So.
And if you want to find out more information, check out their Facebook page at Beeville Daybreak Rotary for tickets and more info. Taking a look at your forecast for today, looks like we might have maybe a chance, a very scant chance, at a passing drizzle or two. Otherwise, sunshine and 70 today. Tonight, we're looking for clear skies, a little fog toward 4 a.m., and look for a low around 42. And then for tomorrow, patchy fog before 10 a.m., then sunny and 76. Right now, 53 degrees. News brought to you by our friends at Chenoweth & Cohen Realtors, Tom Blaine and Max Lutke. Time now for the Green Country Gardener with Larry Glass. The Green Country Gardener is brought to you by Green Thumb Nursery, Jensen Tractor Ranch, Peter's True Value, United Rentals, Overlees Woods Lumber Company, ABS Performance, LPL Painting Company, also Gross Fine Woodworks. Sharpen your shovels. It's time for the Green Country Gardener. Good morning, Larry. How are you doing today? We got the Oompa Band lolling up for a little bit of comeback music.
Oh,
a little
great.
Bit late. You know, it's October.
Hey, well, of course.
But yeah. Might as well be festive.
Yeah, let's be festive. Yes.
What's going on?
That opening song, is from my brother.
That's what I've been told.
Yeah, original composition.
Yeah.
You won't find it anywhere except right here.
There you go. Copywritten and everything.
That's not copywritten. But nonetheless, I told Robert, I said, I need an opening for my show.
Yeah?
And he put that together for me and emailed me an MP3 and it went from there.
Well, I'll tell you what, he's got some flying fingers there.
He does. You can't see them when he plays that thing. It's amazing. Yeah.
Wow. That's amazing. I've always been fascinated by folks who can actually play a musical instrument. Uh-huh. I've got a collection of musical instruments, but I don't play them very well.
Well,
they look good.
Hey, you know something about them. That's important.
Yeah, how much they cost.
Good weather all week.
Yes.
Hey, you guys are really betting 1,000 on the weather. Just enough rain to keep the moisture level sustained in the ground. And although we did run into a dry spot this week.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody's house, yeah. But nonetheless, it's nothing to really be overly worried about. But anyway... appreciate that very much. And the rain last night was super. We got a little bit coming tomorrow afternoon. And the temperature's good. I can actually work.
Yeah. Not worrying about, passing out or anything.
Really? Yeah, that happened once or twice. We were in somebody's backyard. There's a very narrow backyard. There's the fence and the house and the sun and no mm-hmm. wind. And we had to take a rest for a while.
It's either that or timber.
Yeah. It's flat. Yeah. Anyway, So I'm glad to see that the weather is turning and we're making some good progress on some projects and starting mm-hmm. some new ones. And a lot going on at the nursery. We got mums in bloom right now. We have excellent trees for fall color. We have two Rosa knockouts going in. The Nandina domestica,
mm-hmm.
doing quite well. Good color is starting to show on those. And Euonymus elatus. Oh, my goodness. What a show.
What's going on with that? It's blooming all over, right?
This is Latin day. We're speaking of it.
Anyway, okay.
So we're speaking Latin.
Okay.
You're one of us the latest.
Oh, really?
Anyway, it's exciting. good, brilliant red fall color.
Great.
That's a burning bush. But mm-hmm. So we also have the encore azaleas,
mm-hmm.
which bloom in the fall. Mm-hmm. We planted some for somebody. We planted 1, 2, 6 of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I was there yesterday working on some lighting. And it looked real close, just buds, just everywhere.
Oh, boy.
Really, really brilliant fall color on the encore azaleas. So something, if you want an azalea, you might want to consider.
Mm-hmm.
They do like a bit more sun than regular azaleas. They can mm-hmm. tolerate more sun. They have a similar cultural characteristic. In other words, the soil has to be proper.
So prepare it.
pH of 5.5. Very organic. Lots of peat moss. Easy on the fertilizer. Mm-hmm. And they'll do really very well.
Mm-hmm.
So encore azaleas are really good plants. They get kind of large over time.
They do.
Yeah. So they can be pruned any time of the year because basically they sit on blooms mm-hmm. pretty much all summer long.
Which is nice.
They pop a few here and there when the weather changes. When it goes from let's say 350 degrees down to 225 degrees. They'll put on some flowers for a while, and then when it gets warm again, they'll quit for a while. But in the fall, when it gets consistently warm, they differentiate the meristematic tissue differentiates into blooms. It's also stimulated somewhat by the length of day too. But the temperature, I think, is a big factor in these plants. I don't know if they're smart enough to detect the length of day. They just kind of bloom whenever they want. So they're available.
Come on, I'm a flower. I don't have a clock. I don't have a watch.
Whatever. Yeah, I don't wear a watch. Get out. But anyway, they do exhibit fall blooms, which is really nice. So if you want some azaleas, you might consider those. So it's also time to plant spring bulbs. Pansies, violas, crocus, and daffodils. So you might consider getting some spring bulbs, perhaps. It's also time to think about your cannas and your elephant ears. It's going to freeze one of these days. We did have a close brush with a freeze.
Well, was it maybe about an hour to an hour and a half? We were at 31 or something like that?
Yeah, it was long enough to do some damage, actually, to kill out the crabgrass.
Well, it needed to be killed.
There are these brown spots in my Bermuda grass where the crabgrass is dead. But the Bermuda grass is a little singed on the top. And some of the fallout from that freeze is starting to show up on people's lawns, too, the Bermuda lawns, especially those that were out of the open or those Bermuda lawns that were cut relatively short. There are some winter appearance issues with it, which is natural to happen, so... So anyway, so that's there's some variability in it also has to do with the amount of trees you have, the location, and all these other factors as to how cold it got for what length of time, how the Bermuda grass is affected on that. So if your yard is brown and your neighbor's isn't, don't worry about it. You just kind
of we'll all be brown in due time.
It'll be the same after a while.
Give it a couple of weeks.
Now is absolutely not the time to fertilize Bermuda grass.
No.
So you don't want it to go very tender into the winter. Also, kind of the same with zoysia. Zoysia grass typically is grown in part sun, and I don't see a lot of winterization, if you will, the zoysia grass at this point in time due to its density, and it's being shielded a lot of times with some trees. So it's still pretty green. So, and fescue grass is just loving it.
It's
starting to really grow out robust. And what you really don't do with your Bermuda grass, you need to do with the fescue grass. That is, give it some fertilization and maybe a little extra water when you fertilize it in. Just make sure that the moisture levels are up when you do apply the fertilizer so it'll permeate the ground real well. So, and also, you can start to lower the level of the mowing if you want on your fescue grass when it cools down. Not that low. Good God. I like to go inch and a half.
There you go.
On the fescue, at the lowest on fescue.
You don't want to peel it like a tater.
Peel it off like a potato, yeah. But you do want, you can lower it down if you want this time of year. So that's kind of it with grass right now. And landscaping, great time for that. We are very busy right now doing lots of landscape installations.
Wow. Yeah.
So we're keeping us very busy.
Yeah. And you can tolerate that a little easier, too.
Yesterday, we had to rip out this big old bush.
Oh.
And put my muscles to work on that.
I was going to say, that could be an all-day job.
It was rather entertaining. The customer enjoyed watching us.
They do get entertained by that. So, you know something? I'm paying that guy good money. I'm going to go watch.
I'm going to watch him do it, yeah.
That sure looks hard. I'm glad I'm paying him.
I'm glad I'm not doing that. We got that dude out. And we did a little bit of a small retaining wall for somebody in a bed in the back of her house.
Okay.
So, she was rather surprised when she saw it all done, how pretty it was compared to what was there. Yuck.
The before and the after, way big difference.
So we're also involved in a drainage system. We've got a customer who is, unfortunately, the yard isn't drained properly. And the water comes up against the house. You know, people, the house is not a dam. It's a house. You don't use it to retain soil. And you don't use it to deflect water. So we're doing some regrading and some piping in the downspouts and getting all that water away from the house. I see so many houses that have the downspout water just dumping right on the foundation.
Oh, No.
And
no.
You have an inconsistency of moisture when that happens. It gets really wet, then it gets really dry, and it really wet. Nothing stresses it out more than that.
Mm-hmm.
And it actually washed out the driveway.
Oh, my.
Because all that water underneath there,
mm-hmm.
The soil shrinks and swells, and the driveway looks like a bunch of shattered potato chips.
Not good.
So you want to make sure that your downspouts drain away from the house properly, and mm-hmm. and the house doesn't store the water, and your cross slope is properly configured and all that. So
yeah, that causes all kinds of displacement, like the driveway you just saw there, you know, crumbling things up like it did.
Yeah, when I moved into my house, one of the first things it was jackhammer the sidewalk and put one in that actually sloped away.
Let's fix this now, please.
So you want to make sure the water goes away from the house. So.
Mm-hmm. That's always a good thing. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. And also, we've got the phone lines open at 918-336-1400 or 1-800-749-5936, which is the toll-free call. We're going to be back in 2 minutes. Don't go away.
Fall is finally here, and it's time to start thinking about your fall planting. Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses has new shipments of trees, shrubs, mums and pansies. And mums and pansies are in various colors. Want to have a beautiful lawn in the spring? It's time to sow fescue seed now, and Green Thumb has the best seed around. 5-star blend fescue seed. Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses on the Water Road. Open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, noon to 5 on Sunday.
Brent Walker's in from United Rentals. And Brent, why would somebody want to rent as opposed to just going out buying a piece of gear?
Rentals works great just for the one-time use, two-time use type person versus laying out that kind of dollars for bigger and heavier equipment.
Weather around Oklahoma can cause power outages, and you've got generator for people.
We have generators from the small, we call them suitcase size, all the way up to large to run buildings, homes, businesses. So we can get you taken care of with generators.
United Rentals in Bartlesville, 3801 Southeast Nowata Road. Call to reserve your equipment rentals, 918-333-9580.
Make your home stand out from the rest with a new look that Groves Fine Woodworks and Remodeling can give you. They're contractors that offer bathroom and kitchen remodeling, trim carpentry, custom cabinetry, and hardwood refinishers. Voted best custom cabinetry of 2018 and offering veteran, firefighter, and law enforcement discounts. That's Groves Fine Woodworks and Remodeling. Call today for your free estimate, 918-214-6348.
Now's the time to get your vehicle ready for winter and those holiday trips. See David or Anita Miller at ABS Performance and have your vehicle checked for antifreeze and have them check your heater too. Don't get caught out in the cold. Be safe and have ABS Performance winterize your vehicle before you leave town. Call today, 918-333-4420 for your appointment. That's ABS Performance on Price Road across from the Washington Park Mall. ABS would like to thank their customers for their loyal patronage.
It's October, yes.
Because the Oktoberfest music. Larry sent this along to me yesterday or something like that. I said, got it, man.
Yeah.
Well, we'll put that in. There you go, Bobby and the Sissy there one time. It is.
You need to get your beer stein full of milorganite and iron sulfate and water those poly plants or fertilize those water plants.
Yeah, fertilize them until they're tipsy and singing back at you.
Yeah.
Phone line is 918-336-1400 or 1-800-749-5936. Larry, we were talking about some of the blooming things and also our grass in our last segment. Where are we now?
We were talking a little bit about landscaping.
Yes.
And I was at a house yesterday. Really pretty nice house.
Mm-hmm.
But
nicer now.
But there are some problems.
Uh-huh.
And we discussed lighting of the house. You wanted to really light up the front of the house. But there was only 10 feet between the driveway and the house. And really nice big front door. And I said, okay, you light up the house with these lights. And you look out the front door. What are you going to see?
Glare. That's not what you wanted to see. You don't want to see
really,
glare.
You don't really want a spotlight out in the landscape. You need to get an electrician and put soffit lights up.
Mm-hmm.
From above, mm-hmm. shine down onto the house to light up the front of the house rather than in the lawn. Because when you're out there, it's just like, you know, a deer in the headlights.
Hey,
is there somebody at the door I can't see for the for the bright lights? So, he saw that and was able to understand that that could be a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So another way is if you have a very specific light, and you have some columns over there, you can get a light that has a bit of a tunnel in it.
Uh-huh.
So it's more directed. So, but still, with the situation, you know, when somebody's knocking at the front door, you want to be able to see a face, mm-hmm. not a silhouette.
True. And you also want that face to show up pretty good on your Ring doorbell
system. Oh, yeah. I come across a lot of
porch
those.
Porch pirates, you know.
Dun, dun, they read, bing, bing, bing. Oh, one of these. I fix up my hair, you know, make sure I'm looking
won't
right.
Notice me while I'm ripping you off.
But anyway. Uh-huh. And I'll get a call from somebody. I saw you were at my front door, and what do you want? So we had an appointment. Uh-huh. Oh. Okay. Well, anyway. So lighting is kind of important, too, in the landscape, especially, I think, nowadays, really, to have the place lit up. Yes. We moved into our house. It was like, you know, dark. You couldn't see your hand in front of you at night.
Mm.
I said, God, this is awful. So I got some lights and shown them on the house, actually. And the stone is bright enough to where it reflects out. And actually, it lights up the whole front yard rather nicely.
Good.
Without having these harsh lights shining out, you know. So
burning your retinas out.
Really. So that's kind of important to make your place look good at night, too. So, and we did some irrigation work also for this person and was able to modify his existing system and get it to where it would function properly. We turned it on, and this happened twice this last week. Turned on the sprinkler system. There's this water oozing up out of the ground.
Ooh, that's good.
And the tree roots had actually grown over the top of the sprinkler head.
That's a problem.
And it kept it from coming up. So so we
rerouted,
cut the roots out. We raised the sprinkler head up a little bit, and it turned out it really wasn't working. It wasn't rotating. It was just spewing out water in one direction.
Oh boy.
So not only were they just wasting water, but it wasn't watering the ground properly. So we replaced the head. They're only about $20.
Yeah.
And we put, you know, the good grade of heads. You know, the ones that last 20 years.
Oh, yeah, those ones, yeah.
We put some
of those. $1 for each year.
And it worked fine. And we adjusted it and all that to match the existing sprinkler system, too. So that worked out real well. Oh, I didn't know I had that. I guess the base of the point is I'm making is if you do have an irrigation system, they have on some timers they have what they call a test circuit.
Yes.
And you bring your clipboard out and hit the test button and see what happens with each circuit, and you'll be surprised at what can happen with mowers and edgers, to sprinkler heads and things like that, cause some leakage, some problems. And water's expensive.
It is.
And you want to just to make sure that there are nothing, you know, no problems, no breaks in the system, number one. We do this at the nursery weekly.
Mm-hmm.
And just check the system out. Make sure the rain sensor works, all this other stuff, too. Just to keep it up. It's just an expensive thing. It costs anywhere from $4,000 to $8,000 right now on a sprinkler system.
Yeah, you got to keep those things.
It's like ignoring the oil light on your car, you know.
You don't want that happening either, yeah.
And there goes the warranty, you know. So you really want to.
If you make the investment, you got to take the time and just make sure that everything's working.
And all it is on the new timers, you just push it to valve test and hit the start button.
That's it.
And just kind of follow it around the house maybe make some adjustments or something, or maybe some repairs. Things can go bad. Seals can go bad and so on and over time.
And, so, of course, if it gets in over your pay grade, you just call Larry because they know what they're doing, and they can go out there and make sure that it'll be taken care of and addressed properly.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, that's kind of the deal on lighting and sprinkler systems.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as shrubs are concerned, shrub of the week is barberry. Barberry is a plant that it can be really relatively small. It can be rather big. Mm-hmm. You can put a William Penn barberry in. Really, really nice plant.
Mm-hmm.
Evergreen, red leaves in the fall.
Oh, nice.
But thorns on it, like worse than a porcupine. Oh, they're awful. But it's a really good plant. We don't even sell them. People look at that and go, I'm not into that guy.
I might get a little too close there, you know.
So, and then there's
I'm not digging a frisbee out of that one.
If you could. It'll pop a balloon at the
Without easily.
Without even touching it. They're so
that sharp. Wow.
They're so sharp. But anyway, that's one. Unfortunately, though, there is a variety of Barbary called Julienne Barbary, which we can't have here. It's not cold hardy here. And it has no thorns, but all the attributes of the Barbary plant. So the William Penn is the closest thing we have, but it has the thorns. And the Barbary is used primarily for color also. The Crimson Pygmy Barbary is another one. And then there's a compact Crimson Pygmy Barbary. Mm-hmm. Gives you this purple color. There's also the Bonanza, which has a yellow color to it. And they give you some color accents in the garden without a lot of work.
I like that.
So they can really help the landscape with spots of color here and there. Parallels to that would be the Laura Petalum, the Purple Pixie Laura Petalum. But we've had hardiness issues with that one. So we're going back either to using Heuchera plants, a perennial plant that'll give you the color, or going back to the Barbary. To give you the purple color with, unfortunately, with the thorns. So we did run into a problem where we had a problem with purple pixies, and we planted we planted the purple heucheras in place, and they've done very well give you that color in part sun. Mm-hmm. So anyway, Barbary is very resistant to disease. And extremely resistant to insects. You'll never find any insects eating them. You never find any deer eating them.
Don't the thorns keep them away?
It's not the thorns. It's they just don't eat them.
They just don't taste good.
No, they don't taste good, yeah. So
it's kind of like parsley on the salad bar. Get a pass.
If you want a little spots of color in the landscape, you might consider perhaps Barbarys. Mm-hmm. But keep in mind, you'll have to, if you do want to work with them, prune them a little bit, you have to put on some gloves.
Okay.
Now, the Crimson Pygmy and the Bonanza Barbary, et cetera, they don't have too bad of a thorn, so they're not that bad.
Mm-hmm. They're tall.
Unless it gets really old and bristly. Now, one thing with the Barbary is, and one thing people don't do, especially with the Rose Glow Barbary, is you don't cut them back. You need to cut them back in the spring, and people don't do that. And it grows and grows and grows. It turns into this ugly, massive, irregular growth with bare twigs on it and thorns all popping out.
Give it a haircut in the spring.
So Barbarys really need at least an every third year cutting back. Mm-hmm. And I like to cut the back every year. And not just a little bit. We're talking stubble.
Oh, way down.
Yeah. They grow very quickly. Okay. And they look so much brighter and fresher when they are cut back. Mm-hmm. In the spring, and you can look around the thorns a little bit if they look really nice. So, parallel to the Barbary, Nandinas are related to Barbarys, and you can tell they're related primarily by the flower structure, number one, mm-hmm. which is the primary reason why they're related, because that's close to each other. Mm-hmm. And below the bark on the stem, they all share a similar characteristic in that the wood on the stem is yellow.
Okay,
a bright yellow color.
Right underneath the skin, right?
Yeah, right underneath the bark. You cut them off. Oh, that's cool. That's yellow. And the roots are the same.
Okay.
Now, the Barbarys across the board share that characteristic.
The root system?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mahonias also are related to Barbarys.
In what way? Because of the root system?
The flower structure and the stem characteristic and the leaf structure and all that. Mm-hmm. Although Mahonias tend to have a more, as do the Nandinas, more compound leaf rather than a simple leaf, as do the Crimson Pygmies and the Bonanza Barbarys and so on. They have a single leaf, but the Mahonias have a compound leaf. And we planted a new variety last year in the landscape. Just thought I'd try it out. Worked out really good. It's got these very tropical looking, almost looks like a palm tree.
Really?
The foliage on it. It's really interesting. Hmm. We're going to hopefully get some more next year. It's kind of a stick your foot in the water kind of thing on that one. And actually, it's been very successful so far. So the water feels very comfortable.
The water's fine. Come on in.
So I don't remember the name of it, but it was a very very successful addition to land. Actually, in a difficult spot that's very subjected to a lot of wildlife and stuff. You know, animals eating plants and things too, but they don't like these. So that's the secondary reason why we use this particular plant.
You're not going to have company in your yard.
No, they won't be gnawing on your landscape, no.
We're going to take a quick break, and we're also going to take your calls, too, if you have any questions or comments at 918-336-1400 or 1-800-749-5936. We'll be back after this two-minute timeout.
Peter's True Value wants to remind you it's time for fall lawn care. Reseed your lawn now with Phil's Mix. Phil's Mix is a blend of 10 different varieties of fescue grass that grows in the sun and even in the shade. Start reseeding your lawn today with Phil's Mix. Only available at Peter's True Value in Dewey. Stop in today for all your lawn and garden needs at Peter's True Value, 1865 North Osage and Highway 75 in Dewey. Open Monday through Friday, 8 till 7, Saturday, 8 till 5, closed Sunday. Peter's True Value. Behind every project is a true value.
Don't paint yourself in a corner. Call LPL Painting and Company, professionally painting in the Bartlesville area for 20 plus years. All finishes, all surfaces, perfection corner to corner. You'll find their portfolio online or on Facebook. LPL Painting and Company, that's LPL Painting and Company, fully insured, offering free estimates. Just call 918-214-1999 for consult and estimate.
Hi, this is Brian Ballard with Roman Chevrolet Buick in beautiful Independence, Kansas. We have a fantastic selection of new and used vehicles, including GM certified. Just head north and watch your prices go south at Roman Chevrolet Buick in Independence, Kansas. At Roman Chevrolet Buick, you do not have to pay extra taxes. You only pay in Oklahoma where you live. We will treat you the way you want to be treated at Roman Chevrolet Buick in Independence, Kansas, where we're making car buying fun again. You can reach us at 620-331-4700 or 24/7 online at RomansGM.com.
This is News Radio K1.
Local sports.
Cowboys, Indians, Bruins, and Cardinals.
I like the local news. Your
hometown. I think just local news is like the most important stuff to me.
It actually tells you what's going on in your neighborhood.
I like to keep in touch with what's going on locally.
The most relevant.
News Talk K1 at AM 1400 and 93.3 FM.
What hits home?
Ah, yes, we're bringing out the Lederhosen. It's October, and it's the Oktoberfest there.
Oh, God.
Green Country Gardener Program here, not Lawrence Walk.
There. What? Who? Get out of nowhere. Anyway.
Yeah. It's 834. You can get a hold of us here at 336-1400 or 1-800-749-5936.
So we talked about barberry plants earlier, mm-hmm. and the fact that the barberry is not limited to barberry. It encompasses a wide variety of different plants.
Got a lot of cousins.
Some of which who don't have thorns.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do want a yellow color, there is a, which is a really nice plant. It's the Sunshine Ligustrum.
Hmm.
And there's a really good example. There's a church along Adams Boulevard.
Uh-huh.
Across the street from Woodland Park, over by the Warm, Hot, and Cold. I think it's Church of Christ or something there.
Mm-hmm.
And they have some of these golden ligustrums on the side. Oh, it looks like forsythia blooms.
Mm-hmm.
Just a brilliant yellow color right now. We have a color?
I believe we do. No, we don't. Passed
the office. Okay. So anyway, so that gives you some yellow color, and we've planted some of those very successfully in people's landscapes. But in the more bright sun and the heat, they really these particular plants are, you know, flawless really, and the yellow color. You're driving by there. I didn't know forsythias are blooming now.
Mm-hmm.
But no, this was not forsythia. Those are sunshine ligustrums.
There you go. And it makes for a nice fall color. Makes a nice color.
Well, They've been in color like that. So anyway, that's one. And you can cut them back. You can do anything with them. The beauty of them is they don't get very tall, about 3 feet.
There you go. That's kind of ideal.
And the other beauty is they're ligustrum, of which the privets are related, and this plant has similar leaf mm-hmm. characteristics as a privet. They're mules. They don't reproduce.
Okay.
So you don't have all these little tiny little
things growing up around
all
you.
Over the place. All the tiny little privets growing everywhere. So
now, are these ones that need a lot of sunshine, or can they cope a little bit with a mixture
for them to exhibit their color, they need some sunshine.
Okay, they need, okay. Yeah. You don't want to put them someplace where you're going to get some crippling shade.
Pruning of them is very important. You want to do a heavy pruning on the spring and let them grow out naturally throughout the summer.
Okay.
So because the leaves that are within the plant are greener in color. And if you cut all the yellow off, you're just going to have a green plant. So you do a heavy pruning in the spring and let them, the fresh leaves come out, let them turn their yellow color. So they'll be pretty all summer long. We have a caller?
We sure do. Hi, good morning and welcome. You're on the air. Hello, you are. I'll try that again.
I know in the spring or in the fall, I got to trim back my crepe myrtles, but do you have to do rose bushes the same way?
Rose bushes, yeah, you can. You want to, if you haven't pruned back your roses this summer, you do want to prune them back about Valentine's Day. Cause they really start to grow really kind of early, right about that time.
Uh huh. So prune them back when?
About the middle of February.
About the middle of February?
Mm-hmm. I like to do also is a supplemental pruning. I'll get it out. Pruning. Late in the summer, in August, when they're really not doing much of anything.
Yeah.
You can cut them back rather sternly then. What they'll do is they'll put on some fresh foliage and give you a fall show. And then they're already pruned. So the spring, you just do some minor pruning here and there. So they put on a better show in the spring. So, trim them back while they're dormant, mid-February, and they should give you some really good color.
Well, my wife told me I need to, but I didn't know if I needed to or not. So I didn't want her to think I didn't know.
Well, actually, the roses around here bloom rather pretty well until Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mine are still going good. They look good.
Yeah, so I wouldn't prune them right now. You're going to miss your fall show. Actually, really, any time between December, January, and February, they can be pruned back. But I like to do it later on.
Okay, that's when I'll do her then.
All righty. Thank you
for calling. I do appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for your call. And you can get on, too, at 918-336-1400 or 1-800-749-5936. Larry, so Valentine's Day.
Oh, we'll have the massacre special.
Massacre the rose bush.
That chainsaw and have fun.
Kevin's got a bunch. I got to say, he likes to fire those things up.
Oh, man, you should hear it, too.
So how far down do you go if you got a nice...
on your roses?
Standing bush that's about, 4 feet tall or something like that.
Well, there's some principles.
Yeah.
You just don't...
Take the chainsaw and go to...
No, you have to be a bit more...
more refined, of a scalpel thing.
A bit more refined than that.
Okay.
First of all, in roses, you cut back any conflicting branches.
Gotcha.
I know they come out and they branch off in all directions. You got some that are crossing over each other.
Mm-hmm.
That's an open invitation to problems with diseases and so on your roses. So cut that out first. Secondarily, any of the branches that are really old, you want to cut them out.
Sure.
Of course, me being old myself, I kind of like things that are old.
So do I.
Look at my pickup truck.
Yeah.
35 years old.
It's a classic.
But anyway, you want to cut out any branches that are non-productive and really just kind of crusty looking and all that. Cut all them out. Let the young ones come around.
Got to thin the herd.
Thin the herd. That's right. So
so it's a scalpel maneuver. Now, so you're not going out there.
Get all that old stuff out of there.
Yeah.
And then the newer ones will come out and take over and be a pretty shrub. I did that with Julia Child. I have a Julia Child rose, which I'm using as an example.
Oh, how nice.
Yeah. Well, pretty buttery yellow.
Young people listening going, what's a Julia Child?
Julia Child is a variety of rose.
Yes.
And it is a really nice
a
creamy buttery yellow color flower on it.
Very
fragrant.
Pretty.
Fragrant, too. And I cut her back in August and there wasn't much left of it. But it's really come out, and it has some really nice blooms on it. It's coming out really nicely. So it's putting on a really good color in the fall, show in the fall. So that's kind of it with roses. Right now, we don't have to worry too much on continuing on with roses, too much about fungus diseases, because it's too cold this time of the year.
It kind of keeps the fungus among us to get around.
Keeps it under control. Yeah. That's why they have more luck with roses further north. Mm-hmm. It's the nighttime temperature. Typically are cooler than they are down here.
It keeps it in check.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So,
we We're going to take a quick break. We're going to have more on the way here in just a moment. We'll be back after this two-minute timeout.
Fall is finally here, and it's time to start thinking about your fall planting. Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses has new shipments of trees, shrubs, mums and pansies. And mums and pansies are in various colors. Want to have a beautiful lawn in the spring? It's time to sow fescue seed now, and Green Thumb has the best seed around. Five-star blend fescue seed. Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses on the Water Road. Open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, noon to 5 on Sunday.
Here is your chance to see the Oklahoma City Thunder take on the Washington Wizards. Friday, October 25th in the Chesapeake Energy Arena. Register to win two free tickets at BNC Napa, Brookshire Hathaway Realty, Craig DeMuth and Pam Carter, and Tall Grass Motors. Must be 21 to win. See the Thunder roll into action on the hard court. Register today and win at BNC Napa, Brookshire Hathaway Realty, and Tall Grass Motors.
Trick-or-treat.
Honey, come here. They're dressed up like that morning news show you love. What's their name again?
Bill and Tom on K1. You know, we start your day with a little bit of fun, and then it's news, weather, sports. We tell you what's happening in their community with Community Connection and One-on-One with the Pros.
So adorable.
Aw, oh, gee, thanks. Join Phil Weaver and me weekday mornings at 6 on K1, the one you trust.
This is News Radio K1.
Hey, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it, and you are a beacon of truth in an otherwise insane world.
Thank you for all the wonderful work that you do to keep us informed of what's going on around this state.
I just wanted to say that I've been listening to you since I was a baby, and my mom always jokes that I should have gotten child support because you raised me more than my dad did.
You're listening to K1 at AM 1400 for more than 60 years. Try us now at 93.3 FM.
Ja, auf dem Oktoberfest geht's immer süftig zu. Denn da springt die Blasmusik und irgendeine
Kür. It is 8:44. Oktoberfest all October long, right here on the Green Country Gardener. Do you know the words to that song?
No.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe it was a longtime favorite from days gone by.
I'm a kleine Nachte music. That's the limit of my German.
So. Okay. A little night music, please.
So anyway, we were talking about barberries and lawns and things. Annual of the week will be flowering kale.
Mm-hmm.
We've mentioned it in the past, but not in really depth. The flowering kale is a member of the cabbage family, and it's quite often we overlook some of the really showy plants for seasonal color in the garden, and one such plant is the flowering kale, which has very attractive leaves in the fall and early winter.
Mm.
In our climate here, the color can persist through the winter and into the spring, mm-hmm. and then it bolts. Which kind of the end of it, but bolting on a member of the cabbage family is the flower that very rapidly develops and grows in this spike of yellow blooms,
mm-hmm.
and that marks the end of it. but anyway,
but it goes out with a nice bang.
But in the wintertime, there's just not a lot of color around here.
No.
Admit it, there's not much color.
There's
here.
Not.
So the flowering kale in conjunction with the pansies gives a really brilliant display. Mm-hmm. And they're available in a white color, red, and a purplish mm-hmm. color too. So they're mostly cool colors.
I think we covered this a little bit last week, but when I think of kale, I keep thinking about, that folks with their health food diet, the edible kale. This is more decorative?
Yes, they're decorative, but still, you see the same thing on some salad bars.
Mm-hmm.
And for display, for mm-hmm. to make it look more attractive,
mm-hmm.
you got potato salad, it's a week old. You need to make it look better. Yeah.
So, put some kale over there, will you?
Yeah, make it pretty. But anyway, it does brighten up the landscape in the winter. Uh-huh. And you put them over by the front door, mm-hmm. or someplace where people can really see them.
There you go.
And it does. They are very attractive. Mm-hmm. So, and they are edible too. Mm-hmm. So it works very well in containers and window boxes and things. The only problem is if it's dry in the winter, they tend to die out. So if we do have a cold spell coming on, and they're in a, say, a container or something, you might want to make sure they're watered prior to the cold spell coming in, or perhaps move them into the garage if the weatherman is predicting some really cold weather. And it'll help. Those that are in the ground will survive real well, provided they have sufficient water in the winter. So flowering kale is a good plant to consider. You don't have to buy a lot of them, just some, just a few of them here, and then you might surround them with some violas or pansies or something for a really nice, brilliant fall and winter display. You don't have to go over the whole length of the yard. You can use groups and clumps of these plants here, so it keeps the work and the expense down a little bit by being just as effective, but not spread too thin over the landscape.
Very good.
So anyway, flowering kale, definitely one to consider. It's does really very well. So another plant is the Chinese pistache. The Chinese pistache is becoming a very popular tree, and it's becoming more mainstream. People ask for them. So the reason why is because they have good fall color. Originally from Eastern Asia, the Chinese pistache is a deciduous tree with bright green, alternatively pinnately compound leaves. Look a little bit like a sumac, if you will. And for quite some time, they were considered to be members of the sumac family, but they actually are not. They are members of the cashew family.
Okay.
So, they're from China, of course. But they're actually smuggled overseas.
They were?
Yeah.
That's what happened?
Yeah, they didn't like people bringing their plants out. And some were smuggled in a suitcase and cloned, and now we have these Chinese pistache trees. So that Chinese pistache is dioecious, meaning male and female are on separate plants.
Gotcha.
Of the ornamental value, the male plant is a bit more desirable, and we do carry some cloned male plants. So kind of like Commander Data, you know, cloned. they're all the same. But anyway, so or that Woody Allen film, you know, with the clones. So anyway, but they all share a characteristic, which is the fall color is enhanced in the absence of flowering of berries and things on it. Just the fall leaves on it. I have one at my house, which coincidentally is a male. And I found it growing wild in the backyard, and it just luck of the draw on that one. And it's made a real attractive plant right now. It's starting to tinge color on it, and hopefully has some cooler weather this year, thanks to you guys.
We just reported, man.
To really give it some good fall color. So the advantage of them is they have a very fibrous, deep root system. They have very little disease or insect problems. And they get up to 50 feet tall, which is rare in our soil. Most anything doesn't get tall in our soil.
No.
And about 20 feet wide or so. So we kind of rate them at 30 by 20, really, typically around here. They do grow in adverse conditions, but they have their limits. So they don't like wet conditions. If you plant a pistache in an area that does not drain, it will fail. So you have to, that's really the only specificity thing. The specific factor, put it that way. In their requirements is the good drainage. So make sure they have good drain. Lots of open sunshine. They do very well. Okay. So, They won't grow in clay soil either very well. They will work in rock soil. My plant is a testament to that. They seem to do very well in some adverse conditions, but just make sure the fertility levels are up and they don't sit in water. They do fine.
Good.
So pistache, generally one to consider in the landscape, a very popular street tree because it will grow in confined spaces. We have a caller?
We sure do. Hi, good morning. You're on the air.
Yes, I have some broom corn in a big flower pot, and it's made some seed. Do I pick that now or wait till it dries?
If the seed is mature, you can pick it now and dry it if you want to.
I can pick it and then let it dry?
Yeah.
Okay. Then we have twig girdlers in our pecan tree.
Oh, what fun.
Cutting off limbs that have pecans on them. What can we spray that with?
At this point in time, nothing, really. The best thing you can do right now with twig girdlers is to pick up the branches as soon as you can see them, or as soon as possible. And what that'll do is it'll the little larva is incorporated into the branch that has fallen onto the ground. And as soon as it hits the ground, it burrows out, goes into the ground, and makes new twig girdlers next year. That's interesting life cycle. So as soon as you possibly can, after they hit the ground, you want to pick them up.
Okay.
And dispose of them.
All right, then. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling.
There we go.
You might also use a sticker on the this sticky stuff on the tree.
Okay.
As they come up from the ground, they'll get stuck to that. Tanglefoot.
Tanglefoot? Yeah. You carry that at the shop?
Not right now. A lot of people have problems with birds and that. Oh. So they can get stuck to it. So.
Oh, I understand.
But if you use a rather narrow band, you can also shield it with some kind of a configured shield around it so the birds can't get to it, but the bugs can crawl at the tree, can get to it. Thing like an apron coming over it would help trap the insects, number one. Number two, the tanglefoot would capture them. So, and they do their ascension in the spring, so you want to be prepared for that. So anyway, they're not that big of a problem. Actually, they can be somewhat beneficial in that they do sort of prune the tree a little bit, if you will. But they're not a huge problem. It looks like they're a big problem with all these branches on the ground, but really it represents just a minor problem with the, on a comparative basis, just a few of the branches are cut off. So.
Very good. Let's take our final break here real quick, and we'll be back with a little bit more with Green Country Gardener in 2 minutes.
When you're building the home you've always wanted, look to 400 series windows and patio doors from the brand trusted by builders and remodelers Anderson. With variety, style, and time-tested performance, it's no wonder they're our most popular windows and doors. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See Anderson Windows at Overlees Woods Lumber Company on Nowata Road in Bartlesville.
In 1939, James Farley, the former chairman of the Democratic National Committee and Franklin Roosevelt's Postmaster General, traveled to Bartlesville, Oklahoma to meet with Frank Phillips. This was a special meeting, and for Frank, a bit different. As Farley did not come to visit about oil or banking, he had another purpose. He came to Bartlesville to try to convince Mr. Phillips to buy the New York Yankees baseball team. The former owner had died in 1939, and Farley and others felt that Frank had the resources necessary to buy the ball club. Already a wonderful dynasty with such greats as Babe Ruth and Lou Gehrig leading the way, the Yankees were known worldwide and would certainly provide great personal and professional exposure to Frank and to Phillips Petroleum. After much consideration, Frank decided not to buy the Yankees, and despite their continued success, he never regretted that decision. As he told his friends, "I just couldn't buy them. I've always been a National League man." Come enjoy the magic of Willow Rock. And welcome home to Willow Rock.
Hey, Kevin, thinking about retirement?
I've thought about it, but it's too late for me to save.
With Avo, a retirement coach, it's never too late.
Where can I learn more?
Visit aceyourretirement.org today.
A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
911, what's your emergency?
I have no idea what's going on.
You need the first responders of info.
K1, the one you trust.
Oh, yeah, celebrating Oktoberfest all October long here on the Green Country Gardener. It's 8:56. What's going on, Larry?
Hey, golly, at the nursery, we've got, our 2020 seeds in right now.
Mm-hmm.
You can't plant much right now, but we got them in. You kind of look and see what's out there. Okay. And we've got, we're going to get some wind chimes in. We've got all kinds of Fox Farm supplies for people who like to grow things. We've got all that in there, too. And Happy Frog has really caught on as a soil amendment, too. We've got a good selection of that. And Well, I mentioned last week, a very exciting week, the compost truck came in.
Oh, it did?
Yes, so we have some fresh compost. We have cedar bark and cedar mulch in bulk, too.
Uh-huh.
Good thing is we're really easy on the delivery expenses. It's just none.
None.
So, so we've got the cedar mulch in. I think it's not. I don't really know. But it might be $15. I don't know. But it's not. It's a small amount.
Mm-hmm.
And we got plenty of that on going on too. We're planting stuff, you know, as fast as we can, left and right, getting it in the ground. We're selling a lot of trees. The trees are starting to exhibit some good fall color. The maples are showing up real nicely, as are the burning bush.
Mm-hmm.
So come in and check that out if you want some fall color. We have a good selection of take-home size trees, as well as some that you might want to have delivered at no charge.
There you go.
So we also do the planting, too. And with the planting comes an extended survivability warranty on that.
Let the pros do it, folks. It's worth it.
So when you get a tree like that, depending on, you might tell us what part of town you live and what kind of soil you have. We can kind of advise on what kind of tree to get based on your depth of your soil, your quality of your soil, and so
we got to make sure that that home is a good home for the tree.
Yeah.
so wasting your money.
So anyway, so we can kind of tell you, advise you a little bit on how much room you might have too. Also keep in mind when picking out a tree, the utility lines, your sewer lines, water lines, sprinkler lines, telephone lines, and cable vision lines. Make sure you don't cut one of those.
Oops,
yeah. And if you are in doubt, call them to do the call Loki thing. They have an online deal, which I use when I do it for my customers. And you can also call them on the phone. 811, I guess, is what it is.
A little bit of preparation saves a whole lot.
It goes a long way. Swearing. We planted a bunch of trees for somebody and asked her, did you call the utilities? Silence.
Oh, my.
I said, oh, okay. Well, I've got a wire tracker. I'll see if they're clear. So.
Oh, my heaven's sake.
So that'll get us in a pinch. But anyway, so make sure before you plant a tree, before you plant a tulip or a marigold, that you know where those utilities are. A lot of people know where they are, but a lot of people surprisingly don't know. And so you want to be conscious of that, too, when you locate a tree.
Oh, goodness sakes. Right there. So, once again, we've got a whole lot going on, and the place where they can find you, and let them know where the shop is.
Yeah, it's Green Thumb Nursery over on Nowater Road, and south side of the road, halfway between Madison and Washington Boulevard.
Well, you can't miss it then.
Yep.
Pretty well-traveled little area of town. Mm-hmm. So, once again, if folks have questions or something like that during the week, just give you a call.
Yep, give us a call.
All right. We'll do that. Oh, look at that.
Here comes the oompara, oompara.
We've got the oompas here.
Well, keep that tuba sharp, people. We'll see you next week.
Do you know your Medicare rights and responsibilities? Call Phoenix Insurance and find out. 918-336-5460. This is KWON Bartlesville, K227-CQ Bartlesville.